The wheels of democracy turn in Tunisia months after the people of that country unanimously threw out their dictator. They vote in a new government, reflecting a lack of agreement on how to proceed. A democratic Tunisia agrees to disagree. On Monday, October 24th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good Monday morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
So as to Tunisia's elections, we'll have a full discussion. We'll also talk about the Eurozone's continuing headaches, including a spat between Britain and France's leaders over the weekend, and the 7 billionth resident of planet Earth. Are we running out of elbow room? A lot of you are talking about the president's announcement of the Iraq troop withdrawal.
Hi, this is Sally in Tennessee. Something nobody ever mentions is the families left behind here. They need all the help they can get, and understanding that daddy's coming home and life is changing. And those families need counseling and hopefully a little bridge to help them get over to what the new family is going to look like.
Give us your take at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But let's start with our top stories this morning. The death toll after a 7.2 magnitude earthquake in eastern Turkey has risen to 239. Another 1,300 were injured, many more still missing. Rescue workers are trying to free the victims who are trapped under the rubble of collapsed buildings. One in Van hoped that missing relatives would soon be found.
At 1:43 in the afternoon, we felt a huge tremor and immediately fled the building. It was pretty jolting. We have a friend who lives on the first floor of this building. We're hoping our friend has survived. We're in despair.
Tens of thousands there in Turkey left homeless.
The U.S. has apparently withdrawn its ambassador, Robert Ford, from the nation of Syria for his personal safety. Syria has seen months of massive protests calling for President Bashar Assad to step aside. Ford has taken a very public role, and last month Ford and others were hit with tomatoes and eggs during a visit to the leader of the rebellion. European Union leaders met yesterday, projecting some urgency and consensus as hopes diminished last week over the ability of the EU to resolve Greece's debt crisis. But the head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, thought there was progress.
We've done some good work today, really. It's real progress, and I think that positions everyone in well for Wednesday. More work to do, but heading in the right direction.
Markets in Europe are reacting guardedly. They seem to be mixed this morning, but pressure for an agreement will continue until the next meeting on Wednesday.
More than 90% of voters showed up yesterday to vote in Tunisia. Tunisian radio presenter Hassan Belwar talked to our partner, the BBC, about how excited people were to have the opportunity to vote.
It's the first time that they're going to see how they vote will be counted, what their opinion. It's the first time in the history. That's why all the people were waiting for the results.
We'll talk more about that later this hour. Elections in Tunisia and across the border in Libya, the plan is for elections in 8 months. The head of the UN mission in Libya, Ian Martin, told the BBC the shape of Libya's new government is Libya's concern.
Libyans will be debating their constitutional framework, including the place of Sharia within it. But that's not a matter for the United Nations to be concerned about. That's a matter for Libyans to make their choices in a democratic way.
Meanwhile, questions persist about how Muammar Gaddafi died and when his body will be buried.
In sports news, the Texas Rangers beat the St. Louis Cardinals 4-0 last night. It was shutout ball into the ninth inning there for the Rangers. The teams are tied with two games each in this year's World Series. Asian and European markets are mostly up now. Futures are mixed this morning for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,809. The S&P opens at 1238. And the Nasdaq begins trading at 2637. Coming up, Tunisia held its first democratic free elections yesterday, a 90% turnout. We'll get a live report from the country on whether or not it was a success and what are the issues going forward. We'll also be talking about the economy, the U.S. economy, that has a lot of opinions coming from our listeners. Someone on our Facebook page says Buford is his name. The Eurozone is sweating. Greece is boiling. Herman Cain's 999. The GOP votes in a block against elements of the jobs bill. What does it mean for me? Well, a lot of questions from you out there. We'll try to answer some of them. Give us your views at 877-8-MY-TAKE or leave your comments on our Facebook page.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.